Maria, MARIA, Fraga, FRAGA, 622-65, today's 8/21. Ms. Fraga is a 58-year-old woman who comes into there for a physical exam period. She states that she needs to have her blood work done. She is concerned about a few things. She has had some issues with leg pain and was told at one time needs an ultrasound because of fatty liver, history of carotid stenosis, family history of stroke, and palpitations, period. In the paragraph, currently she's not working. She has three children. She lives at home with her daughter, period, allergy, non-medication. No medications at home. Blood pressure is 153 over 91, but her blood pressure at home are well controlled. COVID immunizations up to date, surgery, hysterectomy, but no oophorectomy, medical problems, none. Family history, mom and dad died of old age, but they did have a couple of strokes. Grandparents died of old age, but has had strokes in the past. Colonoscopy less than 5 years ago, mammogram in 2022, needs to have one done this year. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 148 pounds, no significant change in her weight, 99%, 98.8, 1683, 153 over 91. Again, see explanation for blood pressure elevation. By the way, blood pressures I've reviewed at home were all within normal limits. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft X-rays, everything shows an actual arm, because of the lesion, rather good on the cold skin. And no edema, lower extremity, positive pulses. Number one, mild lymphadenopathy in the neck. Number two, fatty liver. Next one is carotid stenosis, mild. Next one is echocardiogram event within normal limits. Next one is leg pain and arm pain appears to be multifactorial. Next one is no PVD noted. Next one is she's alert, she's awake. Next one is check blood work. Next one is I will call a patient with the results of the blood test. Next one is I went over her findings today. They were all within and explained she needs to continue with her weight loss. And she does have a slight LVH, but her blood pressures at home are well controlled, and we're not leaving her with blood pressure medications for now. We're not giving her blood pressure medications for now.